Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, rolling on a Tuesday. Shane Dennis back in the captain's chair. Kansas over the weekend. Let's start there, and our question is about on this overreaction Tuesday. Carry it over from Monday. Was it stunning, really? Here's the thing that I think bothered me the most as I was paying attention to that game, watching some of it, paying attention to some of it, was it didn't really stun me. It didn't surprise me. We've been this way before. It's not realistic to assume that Les Miles, even with a 77% winning percentage in his 12 years at LSU, can come in, flip the switch, and make it better immediately.
Well, so, when you run for 173 yards against Coastal Carolina,
mm-hmm.
if you just have any kind of competent quarterback play,
yeah,
you'll win 24-12.
Right.
You'll just on to Boston College.
Well, they got no competent quarterback
play. No, they didn't. And for as trying to think of the word to describe Carter Stanley against Indiana State. Steady. For as steady as he was against the Six, he was lackluster and careless with the ball against Coastal Carolina. And they got a touchdown 7 minutes into the game, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, real quick. It was 7-0.
Like very quickly, right.
And Carter Stanley, the rest of the game, had barely over 100 yards passing and two interceptions. So there's enough of a sample size and enough games under his belt that now I think it's pretty clear we know what Carter Stanley is and isn't. I had quite a bit higher expectations for him. I know that. But I think it's time for Thomas McVitie, if he's indeed the second in line, the transfer. Let's find out. I mean, because we know what Carter Stanley is, and we also know what the problem in Les Miles' past and, frankly, KU's recent past has been, and that's unimaginative, non-explosive offense, even though didn't they have some sort of a variation of the air raid under David Beatty? Wasn't Doug Meacham the offensive coordinator?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then they ought to be scoring more than, 22 or 3 points a game, which in college is paltry. I mean, that's you're not gonna beat anybody scoring that few points per game.
They didn't have 500 yards of total offense between them, did they?
No, they didn't. It was like 290 to 280. That was another reason why you should win that game. Why that? You say you're not surprised. Well, if I'd have told you Coastal had 290 yards of total offense. Talk about
and that KU had rushed for 170 plus.
Yeah, right.
I would have said they'd no problem.
Yeah, sure. They'll win by double digits. Might not kill them, but they'll win.
Mm-hmm.
So while I don't know, should we knee jerk? Should we panic over this? You say you're not surprised.
What is panic? What is panic at this point?
Well, they should have won the game. They scheduled that game to win the game. It should be 2-0 going to Boston College in your first real challenge. That's my point.
Okay, so maybe they win 3 if they win last Saturday. As it is now, maybe they'll win 2. 1-11 is on the table, and the process of incrementally building a foundation for this program to continue on, to continue to grow, will happen the rest of this year. It'll be painstaking. There will be moments like last weekend where you shake your head, roll your eyes, and pull your hair all at the same time. There will probably maybe be some moments where you'll be, yeah, that a babe. Mm-hmm. You're up, you know, high-fiving and feeling good about things. And then in between, there'll be a whole lot of nondescript football.
Well, nondescript football is what Kansas has been known for, and it's what Les Miles has been brought in to change, period. Right. And they're paying him a truckload of money to do it.
Exactly.
Puka Williams coming back will help, but he can't do it by himself.
No.
And if you don't have the horses to do it, then you either got to do two things. You got to change your scheme, which I doubt they're going to do, or you just have to wait it out and be patient until they get better horses in there.
Well, that's where we're at, the latter. And I think that's what we knew. I think that's what I think anyone that follows this league and follows this program could, I mean, what was it that would make you say, I mean, I just got the biggest chuckle out of people that were saying, oh, I really like, I think this team can win 5 or 6 games, or even 4 games was making me say, what are you talking about? Where do you see 4 wins for this team?
Well, I don't know who was saying it necessarily.
Well, I mean, you know, there were enough people that were saying, I mean, and I get it. You want to feel, you want to feel the newness. You want to feel the hope of it. The fact of the matter is you can't cheat. Well, you can, but it takes time to build when you're at a level that Kansas is at and where they've been at for quite some time. With all due respect to David Beatty, who worked hard trying to right the wrongs of Charlie Weiss and even Turner Gill before him, it's a numbers game. They still aren't at numbers, and they still don't have enough Jimmies and Joes.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't. And if you don't come away from last Saturday at least with that recognition, then there's no hope for you.
Well, what bothers me and what makes me on the wrong side of knee jerk is Les Miles' quote after the game from himself. I'm not happy. This is not how I saw it going. This is not how our team saw it going. I mean, Coastal's quarterbacks were worse than Carter Stanley.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there were two of them, and between the two of them, that was, I mean, they will finish in the bottom 5 in FCS or FBS, if they were in it, in quarterback production. Coastal would. The difference was C.J. Marable. He was the best player on the field, and he's running back for Coastal. And that scored both of the touchdowns, and that was it. So did I expect him to win more than 3? No, probably not, but I didn't expect him to lose this one either.
No, I didn't.
And that was concerning. Now, how about Kansas State? They have destroyed the two opponents that they've played, 111-14. That is the combined total score. And Bowling Green looked worse than Nichols. And K-State couldn't have looked better. So, on the other side of the coin, what should we make of K-State's start? Is it just business as usual? You should have done that? Or are you raising your eyebrows in a good way at Chris Klieman in his first 2 games? Because that was 2 butt kickings back to back.
It's better than business as usual, but I'll talk to you after Starkville on Saturday. That's kind of where I'm at. You win these games, you should win these games. The manner in which they've won these games probably moves the arrow a little bit further, the needle a little bit further up the scale. I think it probably gives you more hope or at least curiosity for this weekend going into Starkville and playing a Mississippi State team that is borderline ranked, but is a beatable football team. So I don't think there needs to be anything more than that. Now, some of my K-State friends will say, well, you know, it's having the hope. It's the energy around the program and all of that. I get it. that is different, and it's palpable. And I think that that's really cool. But competitively, let's just see how things go in Starkville. Let's see how things go against a real football team on the road, which would be a good test for a good football team, which I'm not ready to say that Kansas State is yet. I think that they have the makings of a good football team, but until they do it under some duress, I'm not ready to anoint.
Well, I mean, it looks like Skylar Thompson at least has his feet on the ground and looks comfortable leading this team.
Right.
He concerned me a little bit coming into the season. He's the best returning quarterback they got. What's his name? Went to TCU. So that kind of gave Skylar Thompson the keys to the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Look, man, I hear what you're saying, but after they kicked a field goal to start the game, they scored 5 consecutive touchdowns.
Totally.
And I'm a big believer in, especially in college football, what you do when it really matters, what you do when, you know, before the game's decided. In the first half, what you do something like that, I'll take my hat off to you. You know,
Bowling
Green may not be a great MAC team, but K-State pitched a shutout, and that's hard to do no matter who you play. And they just murdered them. I mean,
ripped them. Well, I feel good about the statement that K-State could probably win the Southland, and I feel relatively confident that they could win the MAC. So they took a nice step forward last weekend. Now we'll see. You know, we'll see what this is all about. But they're playing clean football. Yep. And I think that this is the thing that makes it so appealing is how advanced they look for 2 weeks in with an entirely new coaching staff. That's the thing that's the most impressive. They're clean, they're executing, and they're producing. But this is a totally different kind of challenge, going on the road for the first time, going on the road in the SEC and playing a team that's off to a good start themselves. It's not like they're going and playing Vanderbilt or, you know, fill in the blank. They're playing a Mississippi State team that's not Alabama, that's not Auburn, that's not Georgia or Florida, mm-hmm. or, you know what I'm saying.
Yep.
But that is still capable, a middle-of-the-rung SEC team on the road. So SEC's had their way with the Big 12 in 2 games last week. West Virginia didn't show much against Missouri after Missouri had lost at Wyoming. And Texas had their chances against LSU, but LSU took care of business. So let's see if K-State can do something for themselves and for the league.
Real quick, want to hit on the fact that Lynn Swann has mm-hmm. resigned as USC's AD after what? There are 3 years?
Yeah, like 3 years.
Yeah.
Took a lot of criticism on the Clay Helton, on allowing Clay yeah. Helton to continue, the head yeah. coach. The irony is that USC is off to a good start, crushed Stanford
yeah,
the other did. Night.
Without their quarterback.
Yeah, and in the process may have found the new quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Dude was incredible. True freshman from Scottsdale, Arizona, and he was fantastic. So I'm not ready to anoint USC, but they're better than people thought they could be. I thought it was interesting that that Lynn Swann gave up the ship yesterday.
Well, they're coming off their first losing season since 2000. They were 5-7. And I don't know, it seems like there's always something going on lately, not only at USC, but how about UCLA?
Mm.
They're 0-2. They hired Chip Kelly to turn those things around there. What's the deal with college football in Los Angeles? I know everything's cyclical and everybody else is, you know, putting more emphasis on pretty much every sport nowadays than they used to, but UCLA and USC, you didn't really have to worry about. They were always at least competent to good and lived in bowl games. Now, I mean, I don't want to say USC sucks, but they kind of stunk last year.
Mm-hmm, and they did.
And UCLA is 0-2 with the best thing since sliced bread in college football for a while, this side of Mike Leach.
Let me ask you a question. Is Chip Kelly an offensive genius anymore? Probably not, right? I feel like he's been passed by.
He was the zone lead guy.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, you go back and lose to Cincinnati, and then Cincinnati got clubbed by someone.
Ohio State. He got shut out.
Yeah, just drilled them.
But then San Diego State beat UCLA.
And then San Diego State, which is, you know, I mean, which is the high level in the Mountain West. So, I mean, there's not any shame in that. But you'd like to think that UCLA could play a little better. Did you see that they are literally trying to give tickets away to the Rose Bowl this weekend for Oklahoma's trip LA, into Pasadena? No, literally trying to give tickets away, and people and season ticket holders aren't taking them because they don't have anything to do with them. I mean, come on, folks. This is UCLA.
Your best chance to see a good football team all year, probably.
Yeah, no question.
Who comes to town.
Isn't that the truth? It's a great place to go see a football game, by the way. I highly recommend it to anyone. It's the most bizarre thing, driving through a neighborhood, and then all of a sudden there's the Rose Bowl. It's bizarre, just absolutely bizarre. But what a place to go see a football game. All right, we're just getting rolling. Cindy, Twitter question coming up next. Much more on tap, not the least of which is Dan Israel from the Chiefs Radio Radio Network coming up. All part of What's on Tap, courtesy of our friends from Side Pockets. Side Pockets of Kellogg and Tyler, the home of the Daily Lunch Special. Shane and I continue in a moment.
Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis. Find us on the web at kfhradio.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.